You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And now a look at that pre-edited, pre-abbreviated zone of discourse where people speak in bumper stickers, monosyllables, and you can construct whole sentences out of punctuation alone. Can you see my smiley? A report from Tweetland. Yes, it was supposed to be Super this Tuesday.
Super!
And it kind of felt that way going in.
Good evening, and this is Super Tuesday night. GOP primaries in 11 states, 424 delegates at stake, and the voting is underway at this hour.
David Common tweets, 10 states in Super Tuesday, but four regions. Yankee primary, blue collar, Southern evangelicals, Western libertarians. Calvin Roy says, today we'll separate the men from the boys. And our national tweeting treasure himself, Andy Borowitz. IHOP Super Tuesday was better because it had free sausage links and no mental patients in sweater vests.
Super.
Andy was in kind of a bad mood last night, tweet-wise. More about that later. Some people were already having a Super Tuesday. Snooki tweeted yesterday afternoon how excited she was about her new line of sandals coming out this week.
Oh my God, a lot of drama.
And the master of spin, Newt Gingrich, was reincarnating himself as the god of conservatism.
Only through your work and prayers, those of millions of others, can we hope to survive this perilous century.
For us, maybe it's about surviving this night. Ronald Reagan there being tweet-channeled by the Newtster yesterday before the polls were closed. Super Tuesday is here. I humbly ask for your vote today for the bold Reagan conservative.
Super.
There were tweet reports from the field in Ohio. No wait time at all in my polling station. It was deader than a doornail. Polling place a graveyard at 6:30 this morning. The line was hours long in 2008 by that time, says Bippy T. And at the White House, President Obama was speaking in tweets about this super day and his preferred challenger, Mitt Romney.
What would you like to say to Mr. Romney?
Good luck tonight.
No, really.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really. But just in case you missed it, the Wall Street Journal tweeted an abbreviated version of that nano moment. Obama to Romney, good luck tonight. Really. Let the Super Tuesday coverage begin, says the last word.
Super.
Or Oz Longworth. The last time I found a Tuesday to be super, I needed gauze, an eye patch, and bail money. I wore a mask and cape to work today, says Mike Simmons. Yeah, it turned out Super Tuesday isn't really as cool as it sounds. Let's get into the spirit, folks.
And we can make our first projection of the night. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, he wins Georgia. 76 delegates at stake.
For something so completely expected, Wolf can't really contain himself. And the Gingrich folks were ready to announce the historic milestone. Tweeters took notice. Newt Gingrich to declare himself president of Georgia and claim victory. Suspend wider campaign, says Herman Cain's hat. And Sylvia Thompson, Gingrich campaign has its song queued up and is waiting to hit play.
Georgia, Georgia.
It's all right. There are lots of bunny rabbits that run through. I'm the tortoise. I just take one step at a time.
To which Joe Brittell tweets, be very, very quiet. I'm seeing wabbits.
Hey, there's something awfully screwy going on around here.
Love that. On CNN, it wasn't wabbits, it was graphics, or graphics. And they were kind of out of control.
I'm virtually standing right now at the Republican convention in Tampa. And how will the top contenders deal with it?
I feel bad. Is Tom Foreman trapped in that virtual world?
I don't know.
World? No,
we'll
right?
Get him out of here.
It's like, Mike TV and Willy Wonka.
Matt tweets, either the CNN guy is caught in a 1998 video game or I'm having a stroke.
Where am I?
You're a guest of the Master Control Program. They're going to make you play video games.
Anyone else want the CNN guy to get whacked by the cartoon graphic, tweets Sarah. Wonder how much this animation cost them.
Super!
And Andy Borowitz, given the field of candidates, craptastic might be more accurate than super. Andy, settle down. Dr. Wu said, did my duty today as an unenrolled liberal by voting for Santorum, had to take a shower when I got home.
There is breaking news now as Fox reports live tonight. The polls have just closed at 7:30 Eastern time in the state of Ohio. Mitt Romney is winning.
Huffington Post, Romney projected winner in Vermont. Some French dude tweeted, "Why is Super Tuesday trending in France?" And Mary Ann, new drinking game, take a sip every time Wolf says Ohio. Newt Gingrich had this. "We're launching a March Momentum money bomb to build on this win. Please donate at newt.org. But about the same time Nicki Minaj was tweeting about her new album out on Friday, Newt, we'll have some competition. Super Tuesday finally, though, was getting some tweet respect. Super Tuesday trending, followed by 1D and Jonas duet. What is the world coming to?
CNN now projects, based on the exit polling information, Mitt Romney wins in Massachusetts.
Lori tweets, could CNN stop already with the heavy metal techno intro music? Joanne Walker says, I love the countdown music on CNN. It fakes me out every time.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's super.
And then some big real headlines. Santorum wins Tennessee, and then shortly thereafter, a big win in Oklahoma. And Travis says, Oklahoma to Santorum. Suck it, mittens.
When they thought, oh, okay, he's finally finished. We keep coming back.
Is this the Super Tuesday theme? All of the candidates come from behind? Is that even mathematically possible? And Courtney O'Sullivan tweets right around this time, it's okay, Rick Santorum's son Patrick in the background. I'm yawning too. And then this excited tweet. We almost at 7 million. Let's get it on. But that was Snoop Dogg tweeting, and it had nothing to do with politics, I guess.
1, 2, 3 into the vote. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope.
Andy Borowitz, there are people running for president right now I would not trust to look after my plants. Andy, what kind of plants do you have? And this was my favorite spin line of the night, a quote from Ann Romney tweeted by Maybe Wise. Where they know him best, Mitt Romney is winning with 72%. Isn't that the most telling stat of the entire primary season? McBlondland says, it's great to be home tonight. Mitt can say that in 10 states. And there he was.
Tonight, we've taken one more step towards restoring the promise of tomorrow.
Jack Berger described 20 minutes after 10 as that awkward moment when Ron Paul has no states yet. And then...
So Mitt Romney now the apparent winner in Ohio.
Audie tweets, happy Super Tuesday, people, but it's Wednesday already here. That's the way it is, tweet-wise. But here was my favorite and prophetic tweet of the night. Satan's Lollipop said, if Romney sees his shadow on Super Tuesday, it means 8 more weeks of primaries. He tweeted that right.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.